It's that time again then on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Good morning to you, Martin.
And to you, Kalani.
Good to see you again. Well, as strikes continue to sweep through this country, South Africa's top labor lawyers are now demanding a radical reform of South Africa's Labor Relations Act. Tell me about that.
And they don't want any tinkering, Kalani. They want this to be completely overhauled, and they want it to be done through a Vihan type commission of inquiry. And in the late 70s, early 80s, we had a Vihan commission, which led to the formal registration of black trade unionism. They're saying we are at that sort of crossroads now. We've got to come back. We've got to realize that there's international best practice for these bits of legislation, which we don't have in our system. And they want the whole organizational of rights structure to change. They are particularly looking at not being over-centralized. Although there's a lot of effort now to centralize, they're saying there should be two tiers because you can't take your staff so remote from the employer. You know, so what they're looking for is this centralized bargaining situation to deal with the minimum wages, the absolute minimum. And then for people to be duty-bound to go into an enterprise negotiation where you link productivity to, you know, special increases because we're falling so far behind. Our labor unit costs are so high and the system is just not working because linked to it is huge violence. And if they give you the statistics, you'll see, like, you know, we are so much more violent than anyone else. But even on the lost days, you know, we're losing like 10 times more per 1,000 employees than anywhere else in the world. So this is unsustainable. They say do it through a formal commission of inquiry like the Vihan Commission and come up with world best practice inside your legislation and reform the whole labor law situation.
Gee, interesting. South Africa's strife-torn platinum sector, Martin, has come together in a bid to co-craft a new dispensation for itself.
Yes, you know, this is going on at the moment. The platinum industry is coming together as a sector and saying, look, we want to create a long-lasting and prosperous and sustainable industry going into the future, but we prevent it from doing that. So let's all the parties come together, and this was kicked off by the Labour Minister, Mildred Oliphant. But interestingly, it is facilitated by independent professionals because all those parties would be interested parties. So not one of them can take the lead, you know, not the Chamber of Mines, not the unions, not the government. So they've got, you know, Charles Nupin, and they've got Meshack Ravuku and Peter Harris coming in as professional facilitators to facilitate this ongoing thing. And of course, one of the big hazards is playing the man and not the ball, because there's a lot of anxiety within the sector and people have been encouraged to vent. They say part of the process must be for you to express your displeasure, even if there's sweat on the walls. But, you know, you must keep your goal as creating a long-lasting and prosperous platinum sector. But one of the issues that is really popping up, and I think that companies are going to come under intense pressure, it's around this migrant labor system, because people are saying at the heart of the problem is this migrant labor system where people have two families, two homes, you know, one near mine, one in the rural areas, and they need to change their work cycles because this has been the result of long work cycles and not global best practice. They must go to migrant labor systems, the best practice in the world, where people get flown home. Or alternatively, if that builds up to such a cost, flown home at regular intervals, you know, then have an incentive for the families rather to live close to the mine so that you don't have this dual situation and elevate human dignity to the center of the debate.
Interestingly, but what it all means is that when it's all said and done, there will be some drastic and radical changes.
There need to be some drastic and radical changes made to the whole legislative framework and also the socioeconomic deficits.
Martin, black-controlled Exxaro Resources will be launching a Mine of the Future concept next month. Tell me about this.
And this, you see, is also linked to all the trouble in the mining industry, where people are looking to the mine of the future, which won't be the mine of the past, even in physical terms. And so we've got now the black-controlled Exxaro. Next month, they will let people know about their Mine of the Future concept, which they've been working on. And they're working very closely with another black-owned company, and that is Fraser Alexander, which has just turned 100 years. Fraser Alexander is now owned by the Royal Bafokeng Holdings. It's now a Royal Bafokeng company. And interestingly, you know, they've got 6,500 people in 14 countries. So it's quite an established thing that they've got there. They are going to work on the community of the future to link with this, what has been given an acronym, NEXT, the next mine, next, it's NXXT, the next mine coming up from Exoro, which has also got two X's in it. And so, but the particular preserve of Fraser Alexander will be to look at the community of the future. And this is part of the Baffa Kings 2035 vision, where they want to uplift this. But it's part of a whole groundswell in the world. You'll see Rio Tinto is so far advanced, they've even registered the trademark. The mine of the future is their registered trademark. And if you go to Australia now, you see driverless trains, driverless trucks. You see people sitting in Perth controlling iron ore operations hundreds of miles away, you know, in the Pilbara. So the Anglo-American has also got its Mine 2030 vision. Anglo-Gold Ashanti wants to automate. They want to leap right over mechanization and go right into automation at deep levels. So what is the message? Yeah, we're going to be less labor intensive, more capital intensive, and couple it to legislative reform so we can come out of this terrible impasse of the mining industry. And a lot of people now with their future mine, they're saying, look, we don't even want to be associated with the mining industry. We want to say we are now in resource extraction industry.
So it's no longer mining, it's resource extraction.
Resource extraction because of the bad image that's been created for mining.
All right, well, Martin, thank you very much. Interesting. Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He'll be back at the coalface at the same time next Friday. Thank you very much, Martin.
Thanks, Colin.